Now let us begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
Professor White doesn't seem to be very patient with computers.
Well, regardless of her patience with computers, graduate students hold her in high regard.
What can be said about Professor White? Question number two.
The dinner was delicious. Thank you.
Would you like some cake and ice cream?
What does the woman mean? Question number three.
Can't Eric lend you some money?
He is out of cash.
What does a man say about Eric? Question number four.
I am still trying to finish copying this stack of papers.
When you leave, be sure that the copying machine is turned off.
What does the woman mean? Question number five.
Tom got a C in Mrs. Walker's class.
It's surprising that he passed his Latin at all.
What does the man imply? Question number six.
I'd be curious to find out what Janet's bills came to.
She paid $60 for a pair of shoes and $150 for a dress.
What does the woman say about Janet? Question number seven.
The construction of the science complex is finally over. Have you seen it yet?
The new engineering building is far from what I expected.
What does the man mean? Question number eight.
I got my teeth cleaned today.
So, you have gone to a dentist.
What does the woman mean? Question number nine.
Have Nick and Sally made all the arrangements for the reception?
It appears that 130 guests are coming to the wedding, and the hall they rented is not nearly large enough.
What does the man imply? Question number 10.
I'd like to cash a traveler's check for $1,000.
The manager can help you.
What does the woman imply? Question number 11.
The people across the street are getting their house ready for sale.
I know. Last week they had the windows washed and the carpet steamed.
What does the man mean? Question number 12.
Kate should be proud of her accomplishment. How did she react to the news?
When she learned that she won the first prize, she was at a loss for words.
What can be said about Kate? Question number 13.
How about a cup of coffee? You look tired.
Every morning I promise myself that I'll go to bed early, but I end up staying up anyway.
What does a man mean? Question number 14.
Is Ronald going to Iowa to see his parents?
He wants to travel abroad this summer.
What does the woman mean? Question number 15.
Why don't her roommates forward the package to her?
They don't have her address, and they don't know how to get in touch with her.
What does the man mean? Question number 16.
We've been driving for 45 minutes already, and I expected the trip to take no longer than half an hour.
If you hadn't missed the turnoff, we could have made it there on time.
What does the woman mean? Question number 17.
The number of incoming undergraduates is high this fall.
The business school enrollment is only a third of the predicted figures.
What does the man mean? Question number 18.
What's Henry been up to? I've seen him at the School of Music several times in the past month.
Can you believe that he has taken up singing at his age?
What does the woman mean? Question number 19.
You seem upset. Is something wrong?
I'm sick and tired of explaining the same thing just because someone is not listening.
What does the man mean? Question number 20.
I've been trying to find you. Where have you and your sister been?
We took a path down to the river.
What does the woman mean? Question number 21.
Did you get tickets for the game?
The line was too long and I had little time. Maybe we can call the box office and try our luck there.
What are the man and woman probably going to do next? Question number 22.
I think we need to have another phone line installed. The one we have is always busy.
Not on our budget, we don't.
What does the woman mean? Question number 23.
You can sign up for the placement test in room 208.
I don't think I should be required to take the placement test. I passed my math class in my other school.
All transfer students have to take the test.
What can be concluded from this conversation? Question number 24.
The flower bed in the front is so full of weeds that you can barely see the tulips. The hedges need to be trimmed, and the grass could use some work.
Mr. Smith could take care of all these problems.
What is Mr. Smith's job? Question number 25.
The battery is getting low, and we'll probably miss the second half of the press conference.
If you adjust the volume, we will hear better.
What are the man and woman probably doing? Question number 26.
The actual fee for a compact is $100 per week. The other charges come from the insurance and mileage fees.
I didn't realize these were extra.
Where is this conversation probably taking place? Question number 27.
I have such a bad ear infection that I won't be able to come to the final exam this afternoon.
Only your instructor can tell you what to do in this situation.
What did the woman mean? Question number 28.
I hate to say it, but I didn't get much out of this course on urban economics.
What you get out of it depends on what you put into it.
What can be said about the woman? Question number 29.
Do you carry books on early American crafts?
Well, we used to, but we couldn't sell many. If you need a specific text, you could write directly to the publisher.
Where is this conversation taking place? Question number 30.
Despite his age, Edward is the best cross-country skier I have ever seen.
Oh, he really is. Last year he came in first in a 10-mile race.
What can be said about Edward? This is the end of Part A.